Number one,
it's all you.
One call to order, invocation, pledge of allegiance, and roll call.
Great.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two, public comment.
You don't need to read the whole thing. Just see if there's any public comment about something on the agenda.
No.
Okay, no comments. Three, approval of minutes for March 30th, 2021.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. I am slacking today.
Pause.
I got it.
We have to see the minutes to approve them. No. It's like.
I think they're coming.
They are coming right now. I have got too many items in
there. Yep.
I did email them out. Pretty short, so. Anybody else want minutes? Thank you.
Oh. Motion to approve. A second. And then you.
And then for approval of the agenda for April 27th, 2021.
And one thing we'll have to delete. NDOT, he has something come up today and is not able to make it. So he says his apologies. So he can't make it.
Did he commit to possibly the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Last month I flaked on him. This time he's flaking on me. Well, not flaking on me, but canceled. So we're going to get it together.
Five.
Voting to approve it.
The four.
Did you approve it?
Motion to approve.
Okay, with the one notation.
Yep.
Mario. Okay. All right. A second.
Okay. And then
so five now, right?
And then yeah. Just read it, yeah.
Okay, informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
So... Hold on.
Oh, he should be
each
here
one.
Too.
Pause in between each one.
Can we?
That's gonna be hard.
I'm gonna text him real quick.
Okay.
I just met.
Maybe he thinks 7:30 too.
Yeah, I'm gonna text him right now.
Maybe.
So you can just go to me and I'll and we'll.
So go ahead and read the next one because we may hold for a report on Metro.
Okay. To receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding community center park maintenance concerns, status of the Clark County Landsville, trail rider meet and greet at the Pioneer, the pet vaccination clinic, community event ideas, and any other updates from Clark County.
Okay, hold on, I'm texting our slackers. Okay. All right, so a few things to talk about. Where's all my stuff? I am really behind today. All right, I'm going to take this off so I can talk better.
Thank you. We can understand better.
Yeah, I know. I usually can talk pretty loud to get through it, but... Okay, so we've had some slippery sidewalk up here by the...
water feature.
Water feature. Mm-hmm. And the Masons are coming out, I think, tomorrow or Thursday to look at it and see what they're going to do about it. I don't know if they're going to rough up the surface, put something new down. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but they're working on that. And I did not find out about the water, but I will. And I know I still owe you supplies.
Oh, about the water? The water park feature?
Mm-mm. No, about the water in here. If it
yeah.
was,
oh, oh,
say,
oh,
yeah.
oh.
Yeah, the drinking fountain.
Yeah, I didn't get that answer.
Oh,
yet.
Okay.
Okay, Clark County Lands Bill, it was introduced and has not really gone any further than that. So when anything happens, I will have Marcy Henson come out to talk about it. But it's just been introduced, so who knows if it's even going to go ahead right now. The Trail Rider meet and greet, in case any of you weren't here last month to hear about it, it's a woman named Samantha, and she does long range riding, and this year she's riding from Southern Nevada to Northern Nevada to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Wild Horse and Burro Act. She actually rides a Mustang, and it's just her and her horse and her dog, and they're doing over 500 miles. She is going to be overnighting here in Good Springs. Her first night, she's leaving Cowboy Trail Rides in Red Rock, if any of you know where that is. Mm-hmm. Coming through Cottonwood Pass, then she's going to overnight here. She's going to stop at the Pioneer, get pictures, and meet anybody that wants to meet her. The plan is we're going to bring over our burro, who is from the Good Springs herd. He's the last burro that was born here. And someone else is going to bring one of the Mustang foals that was born to the herd, going to bring them too. So you can meet wild horse and wild burro right from your own area. So I'll be sending out details about
that.
This Sunday.
Sunday.
This Sunday.
Sunday at 3. So I'll put out just a little flyer. I'm just keeping it low key. Just come meet her if you're interested. Pet some horses, and we're not doing a big old hoopla. They're having a big hoopla. If you want to learn more about her or hear more about her history and her stories, Friday afternoon at Cowboy Trail Ride, they're doing a big meet and greet, and she's going to give a talk and everything. So. That's an alternative if somebody wants to do that.
What was her name?
Samantha.
And I cannot say her last name. It's got lots of letters that don't seem to go together, so I'm not even going to try to butcher it. All right. I have been working on trying to bring a pet vaccination clinic out to Sandy Valley. And is that something you all would be interested in?
Yes.
Save the trip into town. I'm talking to the director of the vet tech program at CSN, and he's going to bring the students out. So it's going to be it'll be low cost because they'll only charge us for the vaccines.
Wow!
So it's really kind of a win-win for everybody because we're getting a service at low cost. The students are getting real-world experience and get to see an area that maybe they haven't been to before. So I'm working on it. We don't have a date set. I will let you know as soon as we do. I have a new commissioner on my other part of the area that I work in is Commissioner Ross Miller, and we have a whole new team there, and when you get a new team, you bring different experiences and contacts. So one of the contacts that one of my new team members has is Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they have an outreach program where they support and sponsor community events. This lady, that's what she gets to do all the time, is support community events, which I think I need that job. But they're very excited to come out and do something with us. So I would love, if you guys have ideas of what we could do. In Indian Springs, we're going to be doing a bike rodeo. We did the bike rodeo at the park in Sandy Valley, so I don't think it's time to do another one yet. But if it's a movie in the park, if it's... town scavenger hunt, I don't know, whatever. Give me your ideas and we'll get something planned. So I don't need it today, but text me, email me, let me know what you think would be a fun event. And it doesn't just have to be for kids. I mean, the focus is kids, but it doesn't have to be little kids. She actually said they really enjoy doing high school kid stuff, older kid stuff, because they don't get all the little trinkety things like little kids do. They get missed out a lot. They miss out on a lot. So please send me your ideas if you have anything. We'll get something going. And that's all the updates I have for right now. Unless there's questions for me. Yes?
You mentioned the Transform Clark County. Mm-hmm. Now, are you participated in that? Or is that
number
coming
two.
Up?
Yeah. Number two on the agenda. We're having a whole discussion of it.
Okay.
All right, so I'm done.
We can go to Metro now.
Yeah.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
That's right. What's that?
I said nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, I know, right?
We skipped you, so now you're
up. You're up.
I thought I was setting that alarm off by sitting in the door. So nothing new. If anybody has any questions, please feel free to ask me. But as far as township itself. Everything was great on our end. So, again, if you have questions or anything for me, I'll gladly take the time and answer for you.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No questions?
No questions. Okay.
All right.
All righty.
All right.
Lucky you.
Just in case.
Our big discussion might get rowdy, so you better stick to it.
That's right.
All right. So.
So now you're on planning and zoning, and there's nothing.
And I'll pass out stuff.
No planning and zoning, no general business.
No, wrong one. Yes, general business.
Yes, general. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Next page.
Number two.
Mr. Gomez here?
Nope.
No.
No.
Nope. Oh, no.
Rescheduling till
we moved on, so okay. We're on number two.
I'll put this on so I don't breathe on you. I'm kind of next cool stuff.
Okay, discuss the current phase of the Transform Clark County Master Plan. Are you going to be talking to us about that then?
I am.
Okay.
Do I keep reading?
Okay, you want me to read the whole thing?
Yes, please.
And development code rewrite process, focusing on the draft area-specific policies and consolidated land use categories. Clark County is seeking assistance from the TABS and the CACs and community members in different parts of the county to help review and provide input on the portions of the draft materials that pertain to their planning areas and local communities. This is your opportunity to provide feedback to the county on the process and to ensure the updated master plan reflects what's important to your community. Which I was in the discussion for this.
Yes. So, Transform Clark County, I talked about it briefly the past couple of months. It is the rewrite of our master plan and Title 30. So Title 30 is the second phase. Right now we are working on the master plan. And part of the master plan is goals and policies about your area. So I'm going to hand you that. I'm sorry, I should have put them in the packet. So the goals and policies in the plan, they're not laws or rules. They are feelings you have about your community, things you want your community to experience in the future, like clean air, dark night skies, rural street standards, things like that, big ideas. So. So, your area of experience is in the South County portion of the plan. And I'm going to hold on to this one because I didn't listen to copy. Okay. Thanks. All right. So what I've handed out with my lovely assistant first is this one-page sheet. This gives you a little bit of background on it. This was all sent out with the agenda, so there was time for you to review it. If you want more information beyond what we talk about today, you can look on our website or you can email me. There are hyperlinks that you can go to for more and more details about this. You can get as deep as you want to go. So, did you not get some? Okay. I'm sorry, guys. All right.
Same here with the first one. I got that one.
All right. So, in your package that has the little highlighting on the front that says Good Springs highlighted, at the top it says South County. These are the goals and policies that exist now. And there's not a whole lot of them, and some of them I don't know if they're even appropriate anymore. And that's what we're talking about. What do you want to see as the future of your community? So I highlighted all the ones that are relevant to Good Springs. So you can flip over to page 32. There are a bunch that are general, but I think, and but I included them because I think they are relevant for Good Springs, or we should talk about them. So one is night sky protection. Explore, it's Policy SO1.5, explore opportunities to protect the integrity of the night sky in South County, especially searchlight. I'm going to ask that they take out especially searchlight because I don't think it's especially searchlight. I think everybody feels that way. Mm-hmm. Well, I will let you guys discuss it. I won't put my thoughts in it. Through programs and development standards that minimize glare and light trespass from exterior lighting and signage. We'll go through them all real quick, and then we can just discuss how we feel about them, if we need to add any. Natural drainage. Limit disturbances to natural mountain drainage systems and washes to minimize risks associated with flood hazards, as identified in the Clark County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. I do not have that plan, but I think that plan probably tells what to do to not have flooding. So.
Yeah, if we have rain, we do have that big problem out in the wash.
Yeah.
And we can't get out for until it gets...
Sure. A number of years ago, it was bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was here that day.
Fire protection. Development within South Clark County should be limited to areas where adequate fire protection services exist or can be efficiently provided. Policy 2.2, fire department service protection. Coordinate with the Clark County Fire Department and volunteer fire departments to provide fire stations, mutual aid agreements, and sufficient water supply to support fire protection. The next one is, Dr. Fleming, I found this one today, and you are going to laugh. Policy SO 3.1, Good Springs Alleyways. Protect the historic development pattern of Good Springs by discouraging the vacation or abandonment of alleyways. Mm-hmm. So I sent this right down to Public Works. I said, see this?
Yeah, I spent like 6 months.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the last. Oh, and then on the very last page, Good Springs capacity. Prevent impacts to the limited resources of Good Springs by limiting development to Township 24, Range 58, Sections 25 and 26. And I brought a map.
So basically, here's 25 and 26.
I think, I don't know that there's anybody clamoring to develop anywhere but inside town, be in town here. So those are the policies. I'm going to go through real quick on the land use categories. That doesn't have a huge effect here, but they are planning to change the land use categories. Right now, this colorful rainbow sheet, these are all the different categories. There's a lot, and it doesn't necessarily need to be that many. So they are condensing some of them, and this packet, you'll see on the back of the first front page, residential rural and residential agriculture, which on this map are, residential rural is the white, and residential agriculture is gray, and you guys don't have any gray on here. So those two categories are going to be condensed into a category called outlying neighborhood. Capture development for those types of areas. Rural neighborhood, which is 2 units per acre. There we go. And rural neighborhood preservation, which you guys don't have here. But so the most of the town is rural neighborhood, and it's going to stay the same, just a new name, estate neighborhood. So just in case you want to know, you live on estates now.
Ooh, look at us.
There are public facilities, like the cemetery, the property we're on right now. Those are public facilities. They're going to stay public facilities. And the commercial will stay commercial. So it doesn't affect you guys a whole lot. In other parts of Vegas, it will have some effects there. But the land use categories, I don't think we need to dwell on much. It's not changing much. Okay. All right. So our discussion questions to get your juices flowing. How well do the draft area specific policies reflect issues or opportunities that are unique to your planning area and community overall? Are there goals or policies that you think should be refined to better convey those unique issues? Are there issues or opportunities that you think are missing Do you have any have other thoughts, suggestions that would help tailor the area-specific policies to your planning area or community? So, let's just have a look. What do you think? I think I'll get the ball rolling.
Okay.
I think there probably should be a policy regarding historic preservation.
Yes.
I don't know what the wording should be, but and I don't know that we need to know the wording. If we can put that out there, there's people that do this for a living. There's consultants working on this project. So you'll see the goals and policies are pretty amorphous. They're pretty vague, because it's just capturing the feelings of the community. So, like, provide opportunities to maintain historic areas, or, you know, something like that. So we can leave it vague, or if you have more specifics. So does anybody feel that historic preservation is something?
Yes, I think that's a good thing.
Megan, where are you putting, you're putting that into where you talked about the alleyways, or where are you?
We don't need to decide where it's going to go.
You're just adding it.
This is just to show you what we have already. Now we can just brainstorm. Now we can throw it all out there, and they may change it around to have Good Springs section all to itself. I don't know. But right now we're just throwing it out there so they know what you guys are thinking about.
Do they want specifics about what it is that historically, like how do we plan on wanting to preserve the historical markers, etc.?
This would just show that this is a concern for you. The actual nitty gritty would be Title 30. So this is just how we feel about the community. This is kind of the touchy-feely, feel-good part of this is how we see our town.
As a community, we just really want to make sure that we keep the historic.
Another thing I think that has come out in the past few years is we don't want lots of offsites. We don't want curb, gutter, and sidewalk.
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
The rural, I don't know how you would want to put that.
Rural street standards is usually what we call it.
So
one thing that I think I told you guys about when we had a conference call with a consultant and I was expressing to them how the rural towns need to be treated differently than town. One thing they said is maybe there could be neighbor, like, character areas. And your character area is a little similar to Searchlight, you know, because it's walkable, things like that. Similar to Indian Springs. So it may be that rural street standards someplace would have gutters because they have flood problems. Maybe yours wouldn't have gutters. So it doesn't mean that you have to be lumped in with everybody else, but we do want them vague enough that, not vague enough, but broad enough that it could cover multiple things. Because we're not going to have a book this big. So we want to really touch on how you feel about your community. And I thought that was neat. What's the character of the community, character areas? So what do you think is the character of your community? You guys are killing me.
So do they plan to, like the consultants are great, but consultants wrote the last master plan. Do they plan to come out and maybe drive through town and kind of see the nature of it? Or, I know that a lot of it goes to Title 30 for the specifics, but one of the obvious things that I've found in the last 2 years trying to get three containers be able to store stuff in them is that not one of the people that I have talked with regarding my waivers or vacations and everything else has ever been out here.
Right.
So one of the main things that I think, and I've already submitted some of those things online, but I have no idea where they go, would be that it would be a requirement that someone, like in the comprehensive planning department, building department, public works, anyway, someone in each one of those departments would actually have to have come to Good Springs or Moapa or Searchlight.
I agree.
Just so that they actually have an idea what they're making a decision on.
Right.
It doesn't
make
sense.
But we're kind of coming from it the other angle. We're telling
them,
the outside,
right,
what's important to us. And I'm saying us as in, I'm including myself in Good Springs right now because I'm right here. So I 100% agree with you, but that's more, these aren't laws. These aren't rules. These are just policies. Like, if I had, I
was. Is this stuff that the planning would consider in making their decisions? Mm-hmm. So they would have to go in and read.
Yes. And so that's.
Because I run into the same problem you do.
Yeah. That's why I said about the alleyways, Dr. Fleming. That's why I said that. Because I had not reviewed these policies. I'm not a planner anymore. But when I saw that, I thought, right there, there's our reason for being able to keep your alley and not having to tear down a whole old tree and a historic building. Right there, it doesn't change the law, but it says this is valuable to our community. This is why we're asking for this waiver or for this vacation or to not have a vacation. So, like I said, these are touchy-feely. These are not rules. But it kind of just, if somebody were to read these, maybe they'd get a feeling, say a developer's coming in, and they're going to read about it, and they want to do something with a lot of lighting. You value dark skies. This isn't the place to do it. So, it's just kind of maybe a little snapshot, big overview snapshot of what we value here.
Peace and quiet.
To be clear, the Good Springs alleyways that's on there right now, that is already in the consideration.
That is already in there.
It's already one of the policies.
Then we'll say, hey, let's keep this one.
So basically, it's been there, but they didn't utilize that when they were dealing with the issue that I had. So that it doesn't have any teeth. It's just
It doesn't. I know. And but this is how a master plan is. It's more the feeling of the community rather than the nitty gritty. And so you can see what these policies are. I can tell you as a planner, I didn't always open up the master plan when I was working on something and say, let me see what these policies are, you know, because I had something very specific in front of me. I'm hoping that the more we share about the character of the area, that it'll be a stronger document and more usable.
I didn't even know I could refer to this because when I was in front of the planner, I would have referred to the master plan, but I didn't know there was a master plan. But that would have helped me and you.
I doubt it. But
yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes it's hard to get any ground on them.
And I get the frustration. I 100% I get the frustration because it's frustrating to me too. I wish these were rules. I wish you could say dark skies only, no lights. Those aren't the rules. When we get to Title 30, which is the next step, I hope we'll have this room full to talk about Title 30, where it is the rules where you will not have lights or you can only have lights during these times. That's when we get down to those kinds of rules. This is just, we like dark skies.
So then how do we...
Title 30, how do we get to the dark skies?
Yeah, how do we get these policies that we're recommending and suggesting for the overall feel of the community into Title 30? That's
they
just
won't be
step
a part
two.
Of Title 30. There's two separate things. This is the master plan. This is the feel good overall.
Right.
Title 30 is the nitty gritty. That's our next step. We're not doing Title 30 yet.
No, I know, but... We want to make some of these things right. into Title
So 30. we have to have what we submit today has to be broad enough to incorporate everything that you want in Title 30.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
At least the subject needs to be there.
What?
At least the subject needs
right.
to be there.
Right. So we talked about rural street standards. When we get to Title 30, then we'll say in Good Springs or rural communities with the character of Good Springs, we don't need gutters. That's how it translates.
Oh, okay.
So we value this. This is how we get there.
Megan, with Title 30, I think everybody's heard of Title 30 at the very least.
Okay.
So with Title 30, that's an incredibly important document that everybody knows about. This document, this master plan, I'm not sure everybody's grasping what is the importance of this document. Since Title 30 is the super important document, what is this?
Let me see what planning says about it. This is your opportunity to ensure the updated master plan reflects what's important to your community.
To do, what are they going to do with this information once they get it?
They're
if it doesn't have anything to do with
plan.
Title 30.
I I don't have a good answer for you on that one.
Because that was how I felt in the meeting that we had on Zoom.
And I'm not
going to
argue that you're wrong. But I do know this is our opportunity for you guys to tell me what's important. And we fought to have this happen. The commissioner said, no, you're not going to skip the rules. You're going to go to every community, and you're going to get their input. So,
I see where you're coming from.
So, yeah, there's a lot of touchy-feely good stuff. You know,
well, like
it's
they,
kind of
like you two were saying, the peace and quiet.
Okay.
I mean,
like in a business, they have their goals in a business. Well, every cashier that helps you isn't referring to those goals all the time.
Right.
But they're hopefully treating you well so that they're fulfilling that in their everyday action. Does that help?
Uh-huh. Like their mission statement.
Yes, exactly. So we're kind of thinking, we're kind of talking about our mission statement portions for Good Springs. So peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
What do we feel as a group about the roads? Do we want...
That's a good question. Do you want asphalt or not?
Do you want asphalt? Do you want dirt? You know, should we get to get to a point where they are all paved, or do we want to just keep them as is? What about new roads? How do they come about? I mean, sooner or later, there's probably going to be a new road around here. Some roads are not well kept.
Right. So, by putting out rural right? street standards, saying that we want to have rural street standards, then we'll come up with what does that
within
encompass.
This. Okay.
And so this for the most part,
super broad.
If you were in town
so
and you put a new
road,
you have to pave it. That's EPA, you have to pave it.
Yeah.
In the rural areas, it doesn't necessarily have to be paved, but it doesn't mean the county's going to take care of it if it's not paved.
So we have that
ability.
Which one does that come under of the ones you highlighted?
It doesn't necessarily fall under any of those. These are just the ones that exist. We're coming up with the ones we want.
New ones. Yeah.
So we need something about the roads.
And I have rural street standards.
So it'll fall under that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And then you...
And then the standards would be more defined.
Yeah.
As
yeah,
I
wish
this was... I got that part. Yeah. I didn't know what encompassed rural street standards.
Right.
So
like
well,
if we want to say...
We don't know right now.
Yeah.
Because there are places, I will tell you, in southeast Las Vegas, where they have big old RNP lots, where they have horses and stuff, and every development has come in, they've waived all the offsites. Well, now it floods like crazy where it didn't used to, and things are getting washed out. So maybe the rural street standards here would be different than the rural street standards there because they call themselves a rural too. So sometimes even though we have that goal, maybe the nitty-gritty needs, hey, in certain floodplain areas, you have to have some gutters or some sort of structures to direct water. So
culverts and yeah.
So yeah, so I don't know that we can tell them we want it paved or not paved, but we can say we want it consistent with the rest of the town.
I can only imagine trying to tell the WASH that they need to pave their roads.
Well, and we won't out here. That's the beauty of the rural areas. We don't maintain your road, but we're not making you pave it either. And that's the trade-off. So just like the road I live on. It's a gravel road. If it washes out, county's not going to fix it, but I also don't have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to bring it up to standards. So that's the trade-off. That's the beauty of living out here, you know? All right, so what else is important to us here?
Well, yeah. let me ask you a question, because down by our house, it does, when it rains, it does collect there. Mm-hmm. Could I pay for myself to put a culvert through the road and cover it? Okay.
You don't own that road.
I know.
You can't.
But that could be part of the request for the standard.
Once we get to Title 30, yeah.
Right.
But
right.
That's more ownership rules, you know, and it's kind of a be careful what you ask for, too,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they
can
make
you put berms and stuff on. I mean, he could.
Right.
Well, I could fill it, but then I'll flood the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to get it off to the desert.
Yeah. Well, that's
you know,
what
go
I'm
right
saying,
under
a berm.
the road, and
that's what I'm saying, a berm.
And if
it
starts to be a hazard, then we could talk to the county about putting a culvert in. But you
call it a hazard.
It doesn't rain.
Right. Yeah. Call it a hazard.
Right.
Yeah.
So
pick
your battles.
You know.
If it's a safety hazard, yeah, then make more noise about it.
Right. Yeah. If it starts to be a hazard, then let me know. Then we'll work on it. But I don't think it's a hazard yet. It's probably
no.
maybe annoying.
No, it's not. It's just it's a nuisance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is something need to be put in here about up above, you know, where the water comes down and floods everything? Is it?
Well, that's one of the drainage things.
Potosi.
One of the that's already in there.
Natural drainage.
Yeah.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
So
limit disturbance.
Yeah, natural drainage is in there. If you feel that hits it, I don't know about drainage. And I have to tell you an example of this, because I don't think there's developments that are making that drainage worse. I think it's Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
In Blue Diamond, someone went up and illegally graded a whole area, and it has flooded houses out now because they changed the contours of the land. So that's where this would come into play. So I think this covers it. And if you feel that this is sufficient, we can say keep this one, or you can come up with something else.
Well, I'd like to say keep all the ones that you've highlighted.
Okay. That was my next question. Do you want us to tell you that we want to keep all the ones that are highlighted?
You know what? Let's make it easier. If there's one you don't think is appropriate,
the way they're written, except for especially searchlight, cross it out.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I was like, seriously, why especially searchlight? I like it that too. So if there's one you feel is not right, tell me. Otherwise, we'll say we're okay with the ones as they are.
Colleen, do we have enough water?
You've been waiting, yeah.
How about something about air quality?
Okay.
Air quality.
Air quality.
And that could be...
She's
like
referring
discouraging,
to dust.
Oh, right.
The dust.
But
yeah.
So what it could be is discouraging, you know, don't break the crust, is discouraging off-road
right.
stuff in
yeah.
areas that aren't meant for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That are inhabited.
What did you,
like
what are you saying?
Just
now?
Say private property. Discouraging right. off-road on private property.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple. Straightforward.
And maybe
you
not even just on
that.
Private property.
I know.
Just maybe on
undisturbed
areas.
Undisturbed.
How about undisturbed areas?
Yeah. That's good.
Which actually affect the contour of the land as well as the vegetation mm-hmm. and the wildlife.
Right.
And the wildlife. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Okay. Oh, you know, wildlife. That is a good one to touch on because you have wild horses, burros, coyotes. You have all the wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Roadrunners.
I don't
yeah.
think there's any.
Rather
uh-huh. So what do we feel about the wildlife? Do we want
and
to protect
why is there
it?
Nothing
yes.
about any of the other ones about wildlife?
There is. I think there is for Mount Charleston, but that's a different section. So
I was reading the other ones to see if we wanted ones like that.
Right.
And
well,
there's nothing about wildlife.
Think about the areas that this covers. Searchlight, they aren't teaming with wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys probably have, of the areas that are covered by the South County plan, you guys probably have the most wildlife that interacts with your town. I mean, in Sandy Valley, we have stinking coyotes that try to eat our chickens, but that I don't have wild horses coming by. I wish, but I don't. So you guys probably have the most. So I think the Mount Charleston section of the plan has some comments on that, but this was my Good Springs day. I was focusing on you guys, so I didn't pull the other plans. So,
how about just protect the wild horses and burros?
Okay. Well, do we want to limit it to wild
no.
horses
no.
and burros,
no.
or just protect
no.
wildlife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Come on,
you
Diane.
You don't want somebody going around shooting everything.
I throw them heads of lettuce and stuff.
Then don't complain about coyotes coming.
I don't. I don't ever.
Oh, I have people that do. They're like,
I
we
do
feed
not.
All the animals, but we don't want coyotes.
You wanted to be.
No. I don't.
Yeah.
They can have the feral cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right.
I have such mixed feelings about coyotes. I love to see them.
I think they're well fed out here.
Can we, I don't know, is there some way that we can say feral cats don't count as the
wildlife?
They don't.
They don't.
But you know what? I know that is a problem here. Mm-hmm. So, encourage,
spayed
responsible
neuter.
Pet ownership.
There you go.
Yeah. I like
well,
it.
Well, you know what? Since we're on the subject, what about like barking dogs?
Oh my God, barking dogs
or, I'm sorry,
are
loose
one
dogs.
Of those things.
I'm sorry,
loose dogs.
Oh, I've seen many loose dogs in this neighborhood.
So I would say German responsible Shepherd. Ownership would that would
yeah.
cover
that would
that
come
would
under
cover.
Responsible ownership.
And I will tell
yeah.
you, there are leash laws And there are spay and neuter laws. So I don't know that all of these will go in because we can't have a policy that's a law. You know,
right,
it's
right.
silly. It's we would stick with the law because that's more important. But I don't know that maybe they do want to do it that way. This is my first time with this too. So with this level of it, I'm usually at this level with the nitty gritty part. I'm not so much with this level. So
noise also.
Okay, we have peace and quiet. I'll add noise.
Because there are noise ordinances, I'm sure, and that are never enforced.
Our noise ordinances are very vague, and mostly during the day, right? I mean, it's not real specific. Am I wrong?
I can only speak for in town, but I'm sure it translates here at some point. The noise ordinance in Vegas, because it's a 24-hour town, what applies at 1 o'clock in the morning applies at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the casino industry. So let's say you work graveyard, you're sleeping at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and your neighbor's blaring their music. They can't fall back on that. Well, it's not 11 o'clock at night. That doesn't apply. How that translates out here, I don't want to give up the wrong information. So that's something I'd have to research.
I can tell you as far as Title 30, it's not real specific.
Because basically, I mean, we do have some noise in town, but motorcycles taking off from the Pioneer,
yeah.
Sometimes there is no reason for the, you know, showing how much noise they can make.
Yeah.
Is there, I'm sure there is an NRS that could be posted there that would allow you to actually enforce something like that.
Noise coming from the vehicle?
Yep.
Well, ATVs, they have to have a muffler.
The mufflers, right. But
they have to have mufflers, and I know that...
they're not the ones that are...
Yeah,
you know,
the
people who modify them, you know.
And absolutely. Those are the only ones that you would be...
On Friday night, I like the off-roaders and stuff, but there's like five or six of them that come through right down that street where Jennifer lives, and they go right through there, and if you're standing down there, you can like feel the ground shake, and you can hear them inside your house. And
I know. I'm not a motorcycle person,
I'm
a so I don't get it.
Yeah.
One thing to take into consideration, and I understand what you're saying, having music, loud music, coming from a vehicle is one thing. To try to navigate or regulate the engine noise is a whole different beast, because there's emissions involved. Just because it makes a lot of noise doesn't make it illegal.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So if it's a manufactured noise, like let's say they're blaring the radio, that's completely one thing. Then you can fall back into that 75 feet within reason, so on and so forth. But to try to navigate the noise of a motorcycle, there's a lot more that has to be done with that.
Yeah.
Am I explaining that right? Is it frustrating? Absolutely. Is it illegal?
You can't
not
control it, right.
One of the things that
wrong.
Can control it is a lesser speed limit that as you leave town.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable that there's a 55 mile an hour speed limit sign as you leave town.
25 to 55?
Boom. But some of those motorcycles...
I've tried to go 55 by that sign just for the heck of it. And you have to really accelerate. So
sure,
basically,
absolutely.
If that sign was changed at least... you can't.
That's an
you make
NDOT
a lot
problem.
More noise when you're accelerating.
Right now, it's NDOT. The county's talking about getting it. We'll see. But I've told you, some of those motorcycles, I used to live next door to a guy that had one, and they make that noise when they're just sitting still.
Yeah.
Like if they rev them, so they don't have to go in fast to do it.
Yeah.
So speed limit isn't necessarily the answer for that one. I think they just like maybe they're overcompensating for something else. All right.
That's on the record, right?
Okay.
One more.
Going
back to the Good Springs alleyways, I think that just needs to be rewritten for sure. Because all of the alleyways the county vacated, in spite of what this says, all the alleyways were vacated 20 years ago, or 15 or 20 years ago.
The property
so
owners.
It's discouraged vacation of these streets of Good Springs, or, because basically the one that we were dealing with was a vacation of a portion of Vegas Street.
Right. So
they would vacate the whole street, but that would vacate the road and the...
How about we put streets and alleyways?
Well, there aren't really many...
The
alleyways
have already been vacated.
Yeah, because the alleyway behind my house is fenced off by a neighbor. You know, it's like right in the middle of our property.
Yeah, the alleyways were a blanket vacation for some, you know. Anyway.
So there's no more alleyways.
I would just not want to get rid of the word alleyways.
Yeah, right. You can
because
leave that,
Vegas isn't a fully developed right of way, and it's not a fully dedicated right of way. So some might argue that it functions as an alley. So I wouldn't want to take the word alley out of there. In case it gives some protection on something
to protect,
existing.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, basically,
but if you added streets, it would be broader.
Yeah, streets.
Definitely
and
needs
to be
streets, too.
Okay, the dark skies one, you guys agree with that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good, me too. capacity, and the one about capacity that is limiting development here. There's really no opportunity for development out of here.
On 25 and 27?
25 and 26 is where it says to limit it to. I don't know. Maybe at the time this was written, there was something planned. I don't know. But do you guys have a problem with that one? You want to leave it?
Point out the sections that are...
This is 26.
Yeah.
And this is 25.
Next bit, okay. The ones that they're planning to not do any development on?
Everything else. They're saying to limit development to these two.
Okay, and so basically the designated OHV area that was approved, although I haven't seen any modified map.
But that wouldn't be development.
That's
a trail is a development.
Definitely an impact area on the town, right?
I'm not saying it's not an impact, but I'm saying it's not a development. What they're talking about development is businesses, homes,
neighborhoods.
Subdivisions,
right.
Neighborhoods, things like that.
And I would think that you would encourage them entering into that, adding onto it designated RHV areas. Now, trails are not a problem, but... To designate a whole area, which is what they did, doesn't make sense. So that would be added on to development, I believe.
Okay, well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that
saying.
One. A trail is not development.
No, a trail would be, the existing trails are existing trails. Mm-hmm. They would be, you know, utilized. But you know what a designated OHV area is, right?
I know what some of them are, and I know that's not what this is going to be. This is not going to be like Vegas or Nelson's
or Stoddard Wells or any of those. Then. It's going to be different.
Established trails. They're going to be trails only. It's not going to be a free for all.
So the ones that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't add any.
It's a whole different animal.
You add trails,
we
that's
haven't.
Development.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're just going to trust me. A trail is not development. Development in the context of a master plan and Title 30 is a structure, a home, a business, a building.
Doc Fleming, is it that you're trying to say that you don't want any more trails out there than already exist? Is that what you're saying?
Well, basically, in the area,
because then maybe we could say something
about
trails.
I don't know. They may have modified it in the land bill, which we asked for. But
right.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's still.
It's just mainly, you know, that proximity doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Okay.
We can't put policies on BLM land.
Right.
We can talk about policies that you want for your area. So we can't.
Okay.
You guys
can't
put policies on Sandy Valley, and they can't put policies on you. This is about your needs and wants. Yes.
Is 26 and 25 not BLM?
There's some BLM land in there. I don't know where that came from, and if you think it's not relevant anymore, I don't think there's opportunities for any kind of development beyond here. But I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
Well, I looked at the town, and the town encompasses all of that, but it doesn't encompass the whole thing. I can't see where the Sandy Valley Road is.
I'll show you.
It says Sandy Valley down there.
So here's 161.
So
this is Good Springs. This is Sandy Valley Road.
Okay, I do see it then.
And this is the back way.
In any of that lot, that area inside the red lines can be developed.
No, this is the extent of.
There's a thingy.
Yeah, it's.
There's a better one.
that line is wilderness area. So outside of that is wilderness.
So outside the line is where it can be developed?
No.
No.
No, where it cannot.
No. No. There's no, there's no rules of what can be developed, what can't.
Okay.
This is saying we don't want it to go beyond here. I don't know that a policy like that is necessary because there's no utilities, there's no infrastructure for anything beyond here.
Money so. Can bring that in though. That's why I'm asking.
Except that property of yours, isn't that your property that's back over there on the other side, like a remodel?
It's CD5 right there.
Right, it's right here. CD5. So it's within this area. And like I said, I don't know where this where
it
that
can't bring water that doesn't exist either.
Right.
No.
And it's very expensive to bring in utilities, super millions upon millions of dollars. I don't, like I said, I don't know where that policy came from. So if we don't think
like
it's still relevant,
to keep it then.
Sure. I don't think it's hurting anything.
I don't think it's hurting anything.
Yeah. I know we deal with a lot of visitors and tourists. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for you guys, but I'm going to throw some stuff out there.
Yeah, keep going.
Do we want to encourage visitors to not, well, that's not true. I was going to say not go through the whole town, but if you want people to visit the historic sites and stuff, that wouldn't be appropriate.
And they have to go through town to get to the park.
Yeah, you're right. So that's a no. I'm just kind of spitballing here.
Now that you're in the park, we got visitors.
We got animals, we got air.
Sunflowers on every corner.
You know what? Hey, I think we've kind of covered it. I mean, if I looked at that list, that seems to cover how you guys feel about your community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm a little confused. So forgive me, but when it comes to development, as you just mentioned, there's only a limited amount of water. I mean, we can't even, we've been searching for water rights. So in terms of development, if you can't get additional water rights, then that kind of puts the hydro.
Right, so it's kind of like a self-fulfilling thing. You know, you can't develop because you can't get the water. There was another one that said, prevent impacts to the limited resources of Good Springs by limiting development. We could just put there, end it without the 24, 25, 26. But and I will tell you that is kind of a self-limiting thing. Like you're saying, if you can't get water rights, you're not going to develop anyway. And if there's not land available, you're not going to be able to develop it. So,
but isn't this kind of a protection? Aren't we hoping that it's a protection of some sort?
Yeah.
That the more you say, you know, the more you can try to protect it.
Yeah.
Protection against what?
Against somebody developing.
Yeah, like an apartment complex or something.
Right.
Like
so
that.
Even though we're all going, oh, there's no way anybody can possibly
but
do this.
You know what the
somebody
bigger,
already said, well, maybe they could. So,
but you know what the bigger protection is this green.
Mm-hmm.
It's open lands. It right now, as it stands, no one could come in and do any kind of development out here.
Right, because they haven't sold
other than if they bought a mining claim, they could put a house on it. And I don't even know. Let's see. I don't know that they can even put a house on it. So yeah, these are nice. The real, and like I'm saying, the real nitty gritty is zoning and Title 30. So this green is kind of your protection zone.
Kind of ironic because that's what I used to think of in Vegas. I used to say, wow, the good thing about Vegas, it can't grow very big because it's surrounded by BLM land. Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's the,
they just keep selling it off.
When they give it up.
I know.
Fortunately, they did keep some of it.
Yeah. We are outside of the disposal boundary, so that's even Sloan is outside the disposal boundary. So the disposal boundary is very far away from us where they can start selling land.
What does that mean?
It means where BLM can sell the land.
Oh.
Well, that was in the land bill. I think what it is they're selling on the other side.
To the west, that is part of the disposal area. It's currently
27 or 26.
It's on
whatever the
Oh, it does say, you're right. It just says disposal boundary here. That's but right. I'll have to check into that because when I've looked it up before, they've told me that it's not able to be sold even though it says disposal boundary. So I'll get some more information on that. I'm not the expert on disposal lands, so I apologize. But we've looked at it with Sandy Valley because people told me, oh, they have plans for 7,500 homes or something. And it's not true. It's not true.
Wow.
And yeah, and it's in an area that is wild, wild. Nothing's been done. So I'll circle back and get some more input on that information.
Megan, is there something already that exists for like what kind of structure, how big the structure can be?
That's Title 30. That's the nitty gritty.
About fencing, you know, all that stuff, that's in 30.
That's the rules. Those are the nitty gritty, what you can build, what you can't build. Mm-hmm. But you could talk about maintaining the rural nature.
Yeah, the atmosphere is rural. It's not
right. And
three story something with a stone wall fence.
Well, and you could say keeping future development consistent with the existing, you know, development, or because like in Title 30, there's a part. We are also in Community District 5, which has different standards. So in town, you can't just put up like a split rail fence. You're not allowed to. Out here, you can if it's consistent with your neighborhood. So those protections are already built in. But if you wanted to say, you know, maintain the rural character, I think that's kind of expressing those other things. But if you want to put something like that.
Again, I think the more you say, the better off you are. You know, there's more protection.
Well, that's right. What I was thinking. Yeah. What you said about future, and you're just trying to ward it off, is where I was going with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like maintain rural nature of development and development standards. And you know what? As I go, you're the first of my six towns that is doing this. Someone else in some town may have some great wording.
Right.
So, and this isn't gospel. This isn't just going to put it right into the plan.
Right.
The consultants may say, hey, it would be better this way, or this would be stronger, you know. So it's going to get massaged, and it will come back to you, too. It's not like this is just like, oh, you're done, you know. It's going to come back to you to review. Okay. So.
And if you wanted to add, if they thought of something later to add, they could do that.
100%. If you think of anything else on this sheet that I sent you, that I gave you, and mailed, one sec. You can go to Transform Clark County, or you can do, they have virtual open houses. So there's ways to put it on there. Or you can email me, or text me, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I would say rural and historic.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, because that's kind of what we thought about when we did the trail, when we did the design of the trail. Most neighborhoods wouldn't want a rusty tin riff on something, you know, but that was exactly what went into it. So it doesn't mean we looked at the plan to do that, but, you know, there's a way to take that into account when you design things. So
yeah, it fits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we don't need to be finished. We can continue the conversation. Send it to me, and like I said, all of this feedback is going to go back to the consultants, and like I said, they may have some more ideas. I would push for them to come and visit all the communities.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling, I don't know if you got that from the consultants, they love this stuff, and I think they would love to come out to every community.
I'm surprised they haven't, because they do seem like they really
well,
care about
part of it. They do. Yeah. The consultants are fantastic, and I know you hear a consultant like, oh, they don't care. They're really great, and they have given really good input so far. But so far it's been COVID.
Well, and they've also they've been inundated by the urban areas
and
information.
Right. And remember, we got over 2 million people. You know, just District F, which we're part of, has 350,000 people. So there's going to be 350,000 different opinions. So we can't possibly get every single person's opinion, you know, because that just wouldn't happen. So that's why I
and advocating as much as I can for my town, which you guys, I consider you all mine. So, and that's why we're doing this tonight, because we push for it. And if there's an opportunity, I will have them come out. And Commissioner Jones knows that. We're talking about it, so.
Yeah. Maybe put an invitation in writing.
Well, the county commission has encouraged them to come out.
So, oh, good.
So, but I don't know how the costs work. I don't know how their time works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So they don't ask me about that stuff. I just constantly say, you need to come see Good Springs. You need to come see Sandy Valley. Mm-hmm. You need to come out and see what it's like.
Walk the town.
Yeah.
Back on number two, where you were talking about the community of events ideas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's your time frame on that? When?
Anytime.
When?
Anytime. I would love to do something before it gets too hot. Although here it's nice in the evening, even in the summer. So we could do a movie in the park. You know, it could be something like that. No, but it's anytime. There's no time limit. They do this all the time. So if you think of something, let me know. Maybe even like an ice cream social or whatever. I mean, it can be really big or really small. And sometimes even the small stuff, like when we did the little scavenger hunt with the cleanup, you know, kids got really involved and it was fun. And so even if it were something like that, we could they could buy prizes for us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, we used to do things in this room.
I know.
And that's long.
Well, and over the years, I have to tell you, it's gotten harder and harder to get people to participate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last one we did, mostly it was people who came up from Sandy Valley. So that's one of my struggles here. How do we get people to come out and do stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got to start somewhere. So, yeah.
Just to add thing, we just had a recent Good Springs Historical Society meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all know, of course, last year our annual meeting was canceled, which would have been our 38th annual mm-hmm. reunion. We did tentatively schedule like September 11th, 12th, and we would love to partner with the town or with the fire department or whatever. And like a few years ago, we did Good Springs Days, which really was a very successful event. But basically, of course, it does take people to work on it and attendance.
Yeah.
But basically, I just wanted to throw that date out for what we're hoping to be able to have our annual meeting. And it usually is like a 2-day weekend mm-hmm. thing. And basically, it would be great if we yeah. can combine it like with the volunteer fire department, a town event. But anyway, that's just, you know,
that's
you
a great
can
idea.
Never find mm-hmm. a date that's perfect for everybody.
You're never going to. But
11th and 12th, I think, is the weekend.
But when we did the trail opening the same weekend as that, that was great. And
it
we
was.
Did have a lot of participation.
We
that
did.
Weekend.
Exactly.
And that was a really neat event. I'll toot my own horn. That was a really cool event. I mean, that was a lot of fun. And I did that on a shoestring budget because I had no money to do it. If I had somebody could pay for some stuff, we could
yeah.
do some cool stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we plan for. You know, let the summer go and then do, you know, Good Springs Days or something like that. And
because we talked about the weekend
the
before our Labor Day.
To come
that's
here.
Just too crazy.
Yeah, the artists absolutely all wanted to come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that was fun. And
that could be incorporated.
And you know what? When the bar did Halloween, that was really good too. And I think because it wasn't just trick-or-treating, it wasn't just taking a walk, it was interactive. And you know, you guys know me, I love that part of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that we do a historic scavenger hunt and they have to go learn about towns, about the different buildings and get their card punched or, you know, I love stuff like that. So, you know, if we want to do something like that, absolutely, I think that's a great idea. So start thinking about it. And you know, if you hear things that go on in other towns, maybe we can implement it here, you know. Like, I'd never thought of doing a bike rodeo until someone said, why don't we do a bike rodeo? What a great idea, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. I did that picnic at my house, the potluck.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we did that.
What was that for? 4th of July?
Okay.
Think
of anything else?
For let judge.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that it?
I guess that's it, unless anybody has any burning.
Now, is Title 30, you're going to come back with the same kind of an agenda thing. What's the time frame, do you think, on that?
I'm thinking probably about 6 months. Because this is we're finishing this up.
Okay.
And then it's going to start on that. And I don't even know what that's going to look like. And that's going to be definitely, we'll have to have more focus on that. It's hard to focus on this because it is such a light, airy kind of thing. It's going to be much more focused, and we'll see as we get closer. I don't know. This isn't my plan. This isn't my thing. I'm helping out. You guys are fortunate that I was a planner, so I get to do this with you. And so I'm tasked with doing it. But yeah, when Title 30 comes along, I'm going to try to get. I want everybody here because Title 30 is a big deal about how you develop.
Well, I think it'll be easier for everybody too, because that's when people can say the things that they really want to say,
concrete,
like what
yeah.
kind of this can
yeah.
I have.
Yeah, it's easier to understand too. Yeah. Yes.
Just changing the subject.
Sure.
I've missed a couple of meetings. What is the what happened with the store in Sandy Valley and the old gas station that's closed up?
You have been gone for a long time.
I've been gone for a long time.
Okay, I'll give you some quick updates. The store, the old Chevron, right? The
yep.
old Shell?
Yep.
Old Chevron. It was approved for to be a Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
They also brought in plans to show Terribles came, and no one was here. They brought in plans. I was mortified. Their high-powered attorneys came, and there was no one here. They have approved plans to do a hotel almost on the exact same site as the
Nevada Landing.
As I say, Colorado Bill, Nevada Landing. Last, I think it was a 400-room hotel,
uh-huh.
and I think 10 to 12 individual pad sites. So if you've ever gone through Barstow and that Lenwood area, they're trying to look at something like that where you could pull off, get your fast food, whatever, as you're heading out of town. So they have approvals for that. With the economy and everything that's happened, they haven't, you know, started on it yet because that's a big undertaking and they're waiting to see what's going to happen. Same with the hotel. They, with the existing Gold Strike, mm-hmm. People keep saying, oh, it's closed permanently. It's not. I've talked to Terribles that owns it, and they're waiting to see what happens. Like, everybody's mm-hmm. kind of holding their breath, you know, to see, are we going to recover? What's going on? So that there. Sandy Valley Family Dollar is, they just got, they had gotten a condition to do full curb return driveways, which is like what you'd go into Walmart.
Oh.
They were conditioned with that, so they had to come through and waive that condition, exactly what we've talked about. So that set them back a little bit. It's very frustrating for me too. But they are going to be breaking ground very soon. And I think it's about a 45-day build. And then I think it takes a couple weeks to stock the store. So maybe 6 months we'll have Family Dollar. They're putting in OHV parking and horse parking. So that's
cute.
Pretty cool.
Is the restaurant still next to the post office or is that closed again?
I don't know.
It's there.
It's there. Okay.
It's there.
It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
The general store is still there. They do not have fountain sodas anymore, so just don't think you're going to go there and get a Diet Coke. They are, the permit's almost ready to be issued for a gas station that they're going to have there. It's
wow.
going to be very unusual, and it's like a new prototype where it's not a new prototype, but for the public it is. It's a above ground tank, and then there'll be pumps there. It's not a threat to groundwater, it's safe, and it's pretty exciting for those of us that forget to fill up and then head home and don't want to have to pay, you know, extortion prices in Eugene. So that's coming along. I've been working with them the past couple days trying to, you'll find that engineers and codes and stuff don't handle outside the box very well. This is an outside the box project. So it's kind of like, ooh, what is this thing? How do we permit this? So we've been having a little problems with that. We're working that out. So we should have a permit for them pretty soon. That's a quick build. It's putting in a tank, putting a couple pumps. So that's coming along.
You think the gas will be cheaper there than it is in Jane?
Oh, yeah. It should be consistent with prices in town.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. You know, Pahrump is cheaper than Vegas, or it used to be the last time I was there. So
I don't know.
It could be like comparable with Pahrump.
They're saying, well, I don't think it would be comparable with Pahrump.
Oh, okay.
But it would be comparable with in town. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Do they have any solution with the weekend problems down there, Jean?
The traffic.
So that's one of the things that Mario will talk about when he's here. And I have to tell you, it's not really a Jean problem. It's not a Terrible's problem. It's a California problem.
Yeah.
As soon as you go over the border, you lose a lane, and then you have a check station. Mm-hmm. So it sucks.
We need a flyover.
I know it sucks. I live out here, too. It sucks.
We need a flyover.
I know. That's millions of dollars. I don't know that that's going to happen. Mario came to Sandy Valley 2 weeks ago, and they gave him an earful about it. And Mario just took over this position not too long ago, so he hasn't been getting an earful about it for years. He's just...
Have him come out on the weekend.
I have told him...
Through a holiday.
You know I don't mince words. I have told him very clearly. Yeah. So, and you should have seen his eyes when I said, you have to drive on the other side. Go against traffic. And he was like, that's scary for a traffic engineer. Oh my God. So he's aware of it. And, he was supposed to come out early tonight so we can talk about our OHE stuff too. So, he's a really neat guy. You guys will love him. He's so easy to talk to, but he'll have some answers for you. But like I said, until California puts in another lane, mm-hmm. I don't know that it's ever going to change this.
Mm-hmm. Especially now that they moved that checkpoint up closer.
That's a big part of it.
And then all the lanes of the checkpoint.
Any specific issues to him before? I know that he's got an agenda, but one was basically we talked about a town sign coming into town for at least
coming into town?
A town sign.
Oh,
Basically just saying Good Springs, and right of way is one of the questions there. I mean, there is a lot, in fact, that I was going to show. I got the maps on that. I think that sign could go on. But basically, that's so that we got the information to him so that instead of him saying, well, I'll get back to you, he's already had a chance to review it. And one of the things is also their entry into town. I mean, obviously, 161 supposedly dead ends right up, at Esmeralda. Is that the way they see it too? I mean,
I'm not sure on that, and I need to check on that too because it depends who you talk to.
Yes.
I will tell you with one of the OHV things that I've been working on for years is that the county would take over 161 from Sandy Valley Road into town, which would open up different opportunities for us because we wouldn't have to go through NDOT. We'd be able to do county stuff. So that's a possibility that we're talking about. That's one of the reasons I wanted him to come out here so he could walk it with me to see what it looks like. Just like you said, haven't come out here. So that would change the answers to some of those questions.
Well, that's why, because the culvert that's existed for at least 50 years has never been cleaned out underneath the road, right down, instead of whenever the water was coming down, as it does, going across this open lot, there used to be a culvert that took it across the road and on.
Like across from the Pioneer or further?
No,
further.
The culvert goes right through.
Right behind the.
It's right by the fence where the stone cabin is.
Right.
There's a wharf
that
goes right down
there. Mm-hmm. Now,
that's part of the Southern Nevada flood control project also. But is that a NDOT culvert or who?
I don't know.
Our county.
That's a good question.
As long as I've, it used to be kind of maintained every once in a while. In the last 45 years, I don't think there's ever been anybody even look at it.
Well, I'll bet the same people that worked here 45 years ago aren't the same ones that are doing it today. So they probably don't know to do it.
They don't even know it's there, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right.
One you can take ownership.
Like that you could maybe research before you even got here.
Yeah, so if you have things like always, not just with Mario coming to visit, anything that you want talked about here, you don't need to wait till the meeting to tell me, because as we're here, I can't give you an answer. I don't know. Yeah. But if you email me the week before, a couple days before, I can sometimes research it and have an answer for you. So if it's something major, it'll have to be on the agenda. If it's like a big discussion item, we need to have it on the agenda so everybody knows we're going to talk about it. But if it's like you want me to find out whose culvert that is, email me, text me, call me, and those are things I can find out, and then I'll have an answer for you. So don't be shy. You don't have to wait till the meeting to talk to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right. Small talk that, guys.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this is the general public portion of the meeting, so if there's anything else you all want to talk about that we can't make any decisions on, but we can talk about them and put them on the agenda for next time. It's your time.
No,
you know you want to say something.
You're so tired.
You going to keep it to yourself?
Well, basically, I guess I will bring it back up to the sign thing. I mean, to me, it's something that I know I've been to at least 20 meetings that it's been talked about. Seems like maybe we could get it together, and I know that even with a group, you know.
Are you talking about the sign from people that were on the board not that long ago, the sign that like says Good Springs and then has a bunch of information on it?
Exactly. Well, okay. Not exactly that, but basically it would be something that just says, basically, I'll read this real quick to you. I mean, it doesn't obviously have to sound exactly like, so, welcome to our historic mining town. Our first post office opened in 1899. In 1916, nearly 1,000 people lived here. More than 200 people still live in our community. We are proud to have a building built in 1886, and we have the oldest continuously operating school in Southern Nevada since 1913. All property in our town is privately owned, except for the school and our park and the public roadways. If you leave a public road, you will be on private property. You will be trespassing and subject to arrest. Anyway, you can put the NRS in. Thank you for visiting.
Well, that's a welcome.
Thank you for visiting. Please
watch out for a 12 gauge.
Speed and noise ordinance laws will be enforced. Basically, it's just to alert people to the fact that this is a community. There's a sign as you go into Blue
so
Diamond that says residential area, mm-hmm. not recreation area.
It doesn't work.
And it's just, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work, but it looks nice.
You know, at least when even Officer Sergeant, they can't enforce things if supposedly
if it's
not
posted.
Noticed.
Right.
In other words, they come in. And they don't, they should know that if there's a house on the lot, you probably don't go on that lot.
Yeah.
Like you don't in town. There's not, everything is not posted in town. But one of the things that they have told us before is if you don't have a posting, they are powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make sense.
We went through that last
month. Yeah, we talked about that last month. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always an issue.
If I may, that might be something that should be more of a plaque rather than what we were talking about before was, you know, welcome to Good Springs and population, elevation, the school, you know,
the library,
listing the businesses that are here and, you know, established in and that kind of thing. And I could see where you're coming from, Steve, where that information is necessary for someone that's walking by to read it. And that might be a plaque, you know, that's put up or a rock that's engraved nicely or, you know, something like that to let them know that people do live here and respect the fact that we do live here, you know. Mm-hmm. But the sign was different. Wadi and I were working on some of that because we can engrave that where I work, but there wasn't decisions made and coordinating with Chris and Tom and Katie and a decision wasn't made. We weren't getting feedback. We weren't getting, I should say, input, you know, as to the design. So it would just be that one of us would just say, okay, here's the design. Do you guys like it? And that's where we're at.
Would you want to put this though?
By the library.
That's one of the questions that NDOT could hopefully answer for us, because the right-of-way comes, up where I would suggest that it went is right, it's on this map, basically, and can pass it around, there's a couple of them, but basically as you come out from, as you go past the cemetery, then there's the existing sign, Good Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically about halfway between the Pioneer and that sign, there is a little private property lot that goes right across the fellow, a friend of mine, owns the side on the other side, but that where you could put it. Now, it could be put at the Pioneer, possibly. You know, basically, the question is, where is the right-of-way? Can you put a sign there so that people can...
Whose permission?
Because
it is all private property coming in.
That's right.
You would get permission from somebody.
From this,
wouldn't here be the best place, though, where the existing sign is? I mean,
well, the thing is that you can't pull off there if you actually have a little bit more than just what you can see going 25 or 35 or 50 miles an hour. You might want to pull off. So basically, that's why where these two roads are, there's actually three roads right there in the same place. You can pull off because what NDOT always is concerned about, rightly so, whenever a car ran into the Pioneer a few years ago, they put up some boulders there, which made sense rather than car running into it. However, NDOT made them move that because they don't want a car to run into run off the road into a rock. It's okay to run into that.
Building.
But anyway, that's the question: whether they would restrictive it would be. I don't know. Anyway, it seems like it's time that sign, some kind of notice.
Once we find out how far 161 goes, that's kind of like the key.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're going to have any other choice but to put it on somebody's private property who says it's okay that they put the sign there.
Yes, and then basically what does the NDOT require as far as saying, okay, you can't make it, you know, people, you don't want somebody pulling off not far enough off the road. Mm-hmm. That area would work actually perfectly, but do we have to get permission to do that?
Yeah, I would guess you'd have to get permission from the private owner. I don't know about NDOT.
That's not a problem.
It depends where it is and, you know.
And then how much estimated traffic is going to pull over to read the sign that you're proposing?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a big, you know, like there's one... as you go into Jerome, or you go into just about any little mining town in the west, it has like one in the town. I mean, there is one at the Pioneer, but why not have a little bit of information? It doesn't have to be a lot. We've got information down at the community center.
This is like the cemetery.
Well, there's usually a sign like Diane was talking about, which is, you know, that says, you know, Good Springs, elevation such and such, population such and such.
And that's fine.
Yeah. What you're proposing is something that's much more
informative.
Yeah.
And maybe outside the box at the park.
A good place for it. But only the people who are going to see that are going to see it.
Yeah.
What Steve, I think, is trying to get at is to put it somewhere as close to the beginning
where
of the town as possible.
It could be on your property with the historical buildings where they could read it from spring.
Oh, yeah. Where your connexes are.
Most of them don't get that far. Well, no, I mean, a lot of them don't get that far, so why wouldn't you read it before you got into town?
Right.
I mean, we have a sign right across from our property.
Traffic
next purposes. To the clubhouse is a great sign. That Nevada sign.
Yeah.
I would almost like to see it down there, but
at
the entrance. But you know, I'm sure that it's a lot right of way and
well, you don't
hazard.
Want all the traffic to be stopping right there. Too.
Yeah, you don't want a bunch of cars there for sure.
Where were you, Diane? Where were you guys proposing to put the sign you were talking about?
We were waiting for some information. As to where we could possibly put it, and it was Megan finding out, you know, what the guidelines are. So,
if
you want,
did
I can
it just
read.
Die a sorry death, or
Did
it die a sorry death? Did we just
kind of? Yeah, because Katie had put it out, very enthusiastic about it, and nobody really chimed in. There was very little input. And
she asked me about materials, like should it be wood? Should it be metal?
Right,
stone.
Yeah, she was asking those kinds of questions at the time that I heard about it.
Right, so a lot will depend upon whether the county takes over the road or not. So
so we should table that conversation until we get that information.
And I really like the sign that exists.
I love the sign.
I do too, but
it's not informative.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's cool looking. It's got
to
say.
It's a great sign.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's got
to
say.
It could have the population and all of that right next to it. It would go
so
with it.
So if you want, I can continue to work on a design to possibly add something on the side.
But that's
of the
private property.
Yeah, it's on a private property. That's Boot Hill. Yeah.
Right. So do we contact
if you want
them?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. If that's what you want to do,
it's the perfect place for the one you're talking
about. But they're
about,
not
the
gonna
population and all of that.
Yeah,
because you don't want something as extensive as what Steve's proposing
for them to
pull.
Right.
Yeah, can't exactly. Stop there.
Right.
Can't
stop.
I mean, if you just want a town sign that says Good Springs population elevation, I think that's something NDOT could do.
Right. Well,
if
we
that's
have a standard sign, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't. But that's not what Katie
that's not what we had
right.
talked
no,
about.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's two different ones.
We wanted to inform people that, hey, people live here, so
that's
yeah.
what he's
pay
trying
attention.
To say too. That's
yes.
you kind
in
of
a lot
of
more words.
The same
so
thing, but
kind
different
of do
ways.
Need too. If you get the one
right,
you're
yeah,
about, and then the one he's talking about.
Because for some reason people can't tell we live here.
So
yeah.
right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know my daughter says, well, don't they know people live here?
Mountain Springs is the same way. You don't
I'm like, yeah.
Live
yeah.
Right,
oh,
same.
I don't think
so if you find out, you know, what, who owns part of the road and what our parameters are as far as possibly putting out,
yep.
you know, a new sign, I'll turn the wheels back on design and talk to my guys at work too.
Well, we can put out more information and see if we can get more
feedback.
So it gets back on the agenda.
Yeah, we can put it back on the agenda and actually make some decisions. And
yeah.
A lot of it came down to there were kind of two thoughts of too much information and not enough information.
I still
think,
hear that.
I don't think we ever exactly. I don't think we ever found
that's
that.
That's right. It just means
two
signs. It's two signs.
I think
and
it's two
different locations.
One is
yeah.
the basic one that does
yeah,
the population elevation.
Right.
It's
yeah.
the standard
and
green
and
white.
Just the population, they'd be like, oh, people live here.
Right.
Right.
And
so
like, yeah.
I'm
it's
guessing we need to put it on the agenda and talk about two separate signs.
You got other things to do now. This is like, this is going to lunch at all.
Right.
Anything else, anybody?
Yeah.
All right. Take a motion for adjournment.
Next meeting date?
Oh, next meeting date is
May
December.
25th.
Or
no, no, no.
December is May 25th.
You
oh.
can't be over it already. Come on. You got lots more to do between now and then.
Motion for adjournment?
Yeah.
Thanks.